You're listening to The Outfield with Eddie Robinson on Sirius XM OutQ.
This is The Outfield, the first ever sports talk radio show for the LGBT community. I'm your host, Eddie Robinson. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. It's an incredible weekend for sports here, folks. I mean, it is unbelievable what's going on. We've got the preseason NFL games happening. We definitely want to get into some discussion about that as the show progresses. Johnny Football and his action. Michael Sam happening Friday night. 866-305-6887. And what's happening last night and all throughout this week, Gay Games 9. And as this event unfolds, it goes without saying that the 2014 Gay Games will contribute tens of millions of dollars to the region's economy. Economists is also estimating that they're going to bring in $40 million in local revenue for this particular event. Even a church denomination, folks, a church denomination, the United Church of Christ, has agreed to become a sponsor for this year's edition of this 32-year-old platform. And what we have on the phone lines right now is an extraordinary young man. His name is John McCulley. He's an account director for a global ad agency based in Cleveland. The name of the company is called Brokaw. And John, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
John, first question, as we dive in quickly, just curious, are you gay or straight?
I'm straight.
That's fantastic. Interesting. On the surface here, it sounds like this particular ad campaign that was started here for the Gay Games, the phrase is, "That's so gay." And it sounds like the most derogatory ad campaign one could possibly imagine, but perhaps it could be the most brilliant ad campaign. Can you tell us more about that particular decision as to why you guys went through a brainstorming session and then after you guys were leaving the meeting said, this is perfect?
Yeah, so I guess maybe to start with, you know, really just the excitement of everybody in Cleveland for hosting the Gay Games. I want to start with that. And, you know, I think the story of the city kind of helps tie in a little bit about the reasoning behind the campaign. You know, I think everybody in Cleveland is excited to have athletes from around the world see a new Cleveland, you know, a revitalized downtown, a great culinary scene, our world-class arts and culture. And really, you know, the transformation of the city parallels the meaning behind the campaign. You know, for years, many residents in Cleveland, you know, really compared the city to cities like New York and Chicago. And a lot of times would, you know, focus on the fact that, you know, we were falling behind. But the reality is, you know, Cleveland is no New York. It's not Chicago. It's not Los Angeles. And I think in the last, you know, several years, people realize, you know, that it's okay not to be New York, Chicago, or Los Angeles. We have a lot of great things to offer. We have and we're comfortable in our own skin. So really the campaign intends to make gay and lesbian athletes feel good about who they are, and first and foremost, that they are exceptional athletes. And so that's really the essence behind the campaign. You know, the campaign uses just powerful photography of GG9 athletes, you know, in the heat of competition. You know, a swimmer, a runner, football player, volleyball player. There's, you know, just focusing on the athleticism. And through that, we decided, you know, to show the athleticism and break down the stereotypes, you know, of taking a negative phrase and turn it and really into a positive.
Yeah, and you did a fantastic job. Are you from Cleveland originally?
Yeah, I grew up in Cleveland, and, you know, we've suffered through the tough times with Cleveland, and then the times of really where the excitement of the city turning around. So, you know, it's a time when I think everybody is just really proud to be a Clevelander.
Now, did you have reservations at first glance when people approached you from the Gay Games about something like this? Because, you know, there's a somewhat thin line, if you will, with the homophobia of what's going on with sports. And then all of a sudden you have someone from the Gay Games saying, we want you to do something here. Did you have any kind of reservations for jumping in and putting something like this as it relates to this particular phrase on your platform here as a company exec?
No, not really. I mean, Brokaw is a pretty edgy agency. You know, we do a lot of things we like to really break through by making bold, you know, phrases like this. And, you know, Tom Dopey, the executive director of the Gay Games, I've worked with Tom, gosh, years ago, and he's a great guy. And he came to us, you know, looking to have a campaign develop, you know, something that would really break through. And, you know, the creative team at Brokaw just wanted something that, you know, that would really elevate, get people to talk a little bit, to get, you know, buzz and PR around the world. And so I think we accomplished it. I mean, I know, you know, the campaign was primarily used for postcards and ads and social media to get athletes around the world to get really excited about GG9.
John McCauley. He's the account director for Brokaw, a global ad agency based out in Cleveland, and really transformed a derogatory phrase, "That's so gay," and transforming it into something explosive here. Talk to us, John, about the importance of visuals and the role it plays as it relates to having this successful campaign run, because I'll be the first to admit, when I first read the phrase, "That's so gay," and attached it, you know, to the thematic idea of the Gay Games, not looking at any of the visuals, you almost want to sharpen up your email skills and get ready to send a message to the company saying, who agreed to do such a thing? This is pathetic. What happened?
Right.
But you have the visuals here. The visuals, had the visuals not been there, perhaps it would have received some intense negative reaction. Describe the relevance of making sure those visuals attached to this ad and why that and the statement alone are so eye-catching.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the photography, first of all, our photographer partner was Kelman and Pabst Photography Photo Group here in Cleveland, and they do just beautiful work. And, you know, we worked hard with trying to make sure that the photography came through very strong. Just like you said, it had to be a strong visual. The athletes are all local athletes that came in and actually did that. And you can just see the athleticism that comes through in the photography is just very strong. And you're absolutely right. You combine that though with the phrase and then, you know, in the copy, then you really break through and you obviously, like you said, turning a negative into a positive.
How do you want this ad campaign, John, to educate the public? Obviously it speaks volumes to the LGBT community, but tell us in your own words, the message that your company wants this ad to say to the public at large?
Well, I think more than anything else, again, back to the fact that these are just athletes first and foremost, and to not stereotype that because they're gay or lesbian athletes, that it's not as strong of a competition or that this isn't a real competition. You know, we did work for the Olympics, you know, with Vitamin Water, up in Canada, and we work with athletes there as well. And I think, you know, that experience kind of helped us, you know, come through and really, you know, we don't see a difference between, you know, the Olympic athletes or Gay Game athletes. And I think that's what we want the public to see as well, that there is no difference. They're true athletes and they're in fierce competition.
We're talking with account director for Brokaw, John McCauley. And John, I'm going to ask you to, you know, kind of, I'm not sure how old you are, but put on your retro shoes and your hat and just kind of think back in the day, if you will. Do you think an ad campaign like this could have worked in the past, perhaps with Gay Game events 4 years ago or 8 years ago or even 12 years ago? Do you think this kind of ad campaign could have only worked for 2014?
Well, that's a hard question to answer. I guess I do think there's people are a little bit more open-minded now, and I do think it has the message definitely is, you know, it's more accepted now. And, you know, not that there hasn't been strong campaigns in the past in the 70s and 80s and 90s, but I do think that there's a little bit of a time factor there for sure.
And you mentioned earlier about the fact that Brokaw has this edge to it. It's a bit edgy and you're known for that. What really are the ingredients for a successful media or ad campaign to flourish like this?
Well, I think the challenge nowadays is, you know, everybody gets bombarded by so much media out there, you know, between, you know, TV, radio, you know, social media, digital media. And so the really a successful campaign now, you have to break through all the clutter. And we use the word break through the blah, blah, you know, because you get hit by so much content every day that if you don't have something that's strong, that really catches people's attention, then the message is kind of lost. So I think this campaign has to be very strong and bold. And in addition, it has to be based on human truth, you know, and I think this campaign does both.
It's exciting, and it's so, so eye-catching. John McCulley, account director for Brokaw, a global ad agency based in Cleveland, they put together that That's So Gay ad campaign and attached it to the actual Gay Games campaign. Let us know how, you know, people can actually kind of take a look at this. Where can they go?
Well, it's on our website. So if you go to, you know, Brokaw, .com and you click on Work for Sports, you'll see the campaign is up there.
Perfect. John, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No, thanks again for having me.
John McCulley, account director for Brokaw, and That's So Gay, that ad campaign. Extraordinary idea.